This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play. Locked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Botkins up four. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24.
and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Eichkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, we've got a good one for you tonight. We kick off here on scoresbroadcast.com. Boys tournament action from here at Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Layman Catholic, the number 8 seed, versus Troy Christian, the number 4 seed. The Eagles, 17-5 overall, 11-3 in the Three Rivers Conference. Layman, 13-9 on the year, 6-8 in the Three Rivers Conference. Layman, of course, in the NWCC prior to the Three Rivers. And just a couple years ago, Layman posted its best record ever in conference play in the NWCC. In fact, under head coach Pat Carlisle, who's now in year number 4, 3 years ago, Layman had its best overall mark in boys basketball in 5 seasons. This Troy Christian team is the favorite tonight, at least on paper. However, it's deceiving. This is the 4th meeting between the two clubs in the last 1 year minus 3 or 4 days. They played in the opening round of the tournament 1 season ago, and Layman Catholic won a thriller 36-32. Points were at a premium. Possessions were prized. It was low scoring. Just 23-24 field goals between the two clubs in that game. In 2 regular season matches this year, Troy Christian, an early season victor, 47-28. Just last Saturday, Layman Catholic turned the tables on Troy Christian and beat him by a score of 52-41. That loss suffered by Troy Christian was significant because it deprived the Eagles of an outright championship in the Three Rivers Conference. As a result, Troy Christian fell to 11-3 in league action and wound up tied with Milton Union and Miami East. As I mentioned, overall, Layman 6-8 in league play, 13-9 on the year. Head coach Pat Carlisle's team did suffer 4 losses by a grand total of 12 points, so that 13-9 could easily be 16 or 17 wins. Ray Zawadzki, year number 17, head coach of Troy Christian, been around a while, Chuck. He is a mentor, outstanding leader of young men, great head coach.
Yep.
Well, you see it when his teams perform. You recognize a Coach Zawadzki-led team immediately. He wants to push the ball a little bit quicker than Layman. Troy Christian, not as big as the Cavaliers. Troy Christian wants the game in the 50s. Layman would love to win at 38 or 40.
Yep.
So it's going to be a contrast in styles. Who knows? 2 of the last 3 have been won by Layman. They split this year. Just 7 days ago, Layman won. Can you beat a team twice in less than 1 week? How about it?
Well, sure you can. I mean, if you outscore them, you're going to beat them, and that's a fact. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a really good basketball game. A lot of the key is going to be how the game starts. If Troy Christian has a really good start, you know, Layman's going to have to weather it. Both teams are going to have runs in the game because both teams have a lot of talent. So you just got to weather when they get a run. You got to try to limit their runs and try to have the most points at the end of the game is kind of how it works.
In a game just concluded about 10 minutes or so ago, Jackson Center won easily over Houston. So Jackson Center, which defeated the Wildcats in the boys' sectional lid lifter here, advances on to play Ansonia.
on Tuesday night at 5:30. The winner of this game plays Fort Loramie Tuesday night at 7. We'll cover both games for you on Tuesday evening here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We are simulcasted by WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Top seed in the tournament, Botkins, number one seed, Jackson Center, number two, Rushi, number three, four seed, Troy Christian, five seed, Fort Loramie. As I mentioned, Fort Loramie awaits tonight's winner, Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Well, the Botkins, number one team in the sectional, and they're up there tonight. There's about seven or eight of them sitting up there coming to watch the games. There is nothing better when you're a youngster, I mean, even as a coach, but to come and watch the games on the nights that you're not playing. You're so relaxed, and it's just fun to watch. And it's great to see people in the stands again here at Piqua.
Yeah, last year we arrived for a sectional championship game between Botkins and Fort Loramie, sat up in the corner in a darn near empty garbage gym.
Yeah, they were really cognizant of the pandemic going through, and I think now people are kind of in a situation. I saw the Ohio State women's. I was watching some of that. I couldn't believe how many people were wearing masks in the stands. So, you know, to me, it's make your choice. If you want to wear a mask, great. If you don't want to wear one, great. But if you don't feel well, don't go out around other people.
Exactly right. As I mentioned, last February in the opening rounder of this tournament, Troy Christian was beaten by Lehman by 4 points. Lehman was a four seed, Troy Christian a five. It was a thriller right down to the last couple of possessions. It was the opening round game, just as this one is here tonight. Since then, they've split two regular season games this year. Troy Christian putting a lot of stock in its resounding 47-28 triumph over Lehman back on January 7th in Troy. The Eagles defense limited Lehman to 8 first half points, 1 in the first quarter. Lucas Day came off the bench to pace the winners with 11. Fast forward all the way to last Saturday, and you unwind a different story. Michael McFarland and Azon Steele tallied 13 and 12 respectively, and Lehman cruised to a 52-41 triumph, outscoring the Eagles in each period. Lehman shot 29% in the loss, 51% in the win.
That'll do it.
The big 6'7 lad for Lehman, Justin Chapman, not a field goal in the loss, had 10 points, 13 rebounds in the victory. That'll do it, too.
Oh, yeah. That 6'7", boy, I mean, and he's a solid-looking kid. I mean, I remember him. He has good footwork. He takes the ball to the basket well. He's going to be a force tonight, and if he can block some shots and make Troy Christian think about their shots inside, that's going to make them even better.
So the big question here tonight is, does Lehman carry the momentum forward from last Saturday and make this a repeat performance, or does Troy Christian flip the script and play as well as it did in the game in early January? About midpoint during the season, Troy Christian did lose a player off the roster. Noah King, 6'3 forward, 6 points a game, nice contributor. But since then, Troy Christian has adjusted to play without him.
Right. I saw him standing down there on the end line, got the brace on the knee. I hate to see that, but as a junior, he can come back and compete again next year.
Even Steven matchup. It is a toss-up, a dead heat.
I agree.
Probably the first team to 45 wins it. It's going to go down to the last few possessions, that's for sure. Troy Christian, Lehman Catholic, opening tip-off here in about 8 minutes as we raise the curtain on boys tournament basketball, D4 here at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com and on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. In just a matter of seconds, we'll take a 1 minute radio station break. I'd like to remind you that our anchor sponsors online on scoresbroadcast.com are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have been conceived some 16 years ago without the support from Local Equipment. Thank you to all of the staff and associates at Local, including of course, Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock. Gratitude to them and everybody at Local.
I saw Mr. Dietrich tonight. He was here for the Jackson Center game, and we chatted a little bit. What a nice man.
Oh, boy. He is a high school sports hound.
Yeah, he is. He knows his stuff.
Yeah, he sure does. You ask him any question, he's got the answer. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Plus, we say hello to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. New underwriting sponsors recently added, Knox Machinery in Franklin. A couple of shout-outs to friends of ours at Knox Machinery, Jerry Garrett, general manager, and also we say hello to Nick Meyer, who is a sales engineer at Knox. Both live in Fort Loramie. Precision Strip in Minster, Kenton, Tip City, Middletown, Perrysburg, cities in six states in all. Join the team of loyal associates at Precision Strip. And upcoming, new on scoresbroadcast.com, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center, and Schnippel Construction in Botkins. 1 minute radio station break is next. We're 5 minutes away from the opening tip. Troy Christian, Layman Catholic, it's game one for us. Boys tournament play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I'd like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com that our radio station sponsors include Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney, Troy, and Piqua Body Car Star. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore and North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. A word from the cell phone shop is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. The key building components are as follows. Layman Catholic wants to be patient, keep the game in the 40s, select good shots. Don't allow Troy Christian to run the ball up and down the floor. That's what the Eagles want to do. Hasten the pace of this game for sure. Those are the key building components for these two teams tonight, Layman Catholic and Troy Christian. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Lineups in the tip are next. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
The Layman Cavaliers in the road blue gold numerals, and the Troy Christian Eagles in the home white green numbers, green piping down the sides of the shorts. We'll check out the starters. Big Justin Chapman, 6'7 junior, at the post for Layman Catholic, joined by Donovan O'Leary, 6'3 sophomore. Dylan Geisey, 5'9 junior at guard. Opening tip to start the game is won by Troy Christian. Batted to Alex Free in backcourt, a 6'2 soft. Free gives it up high left to Chase Dome, who's averaging 7 a game. Free at 5. They work the weave out high. Good defense on the perimeter by Donovan O'Leary of Layman Catholic. Little angle for Dome to enter the lane. Hands it behind him on the play to Ben Major. Major, the 6'3 forward, barges into the paint area. That's an offensive foul.
It was. I won't get on my soapbox and talk about the arc.
Well, I'm in your corner. You know, if a defender is close to being under the rim, it's got to be a blocking foul.
That was the correct call for the rule in high school basketball.
Here's Layman Catholic attacking. Here's a deep left corner three. It is rimming in and out. No good. Oh, a tough break. Azon Steele, 5'8 freshman guard, a good one. He is quick on the floor, can shoot it from distance. That one was down in and popped away. Troy Christian attacks on the perimeter, over guarding foul against Layman. It's a common personal. We played 50 seconds, no score. As these two clubs settle in, playing for the fourth time in less than 1 year. Second meeting in 7 days. Layman inbounds, 25 feet away. Or I should say Troy Christian inbounds. It's Parker Penrod, 13 points per game at guard. He's at the foul line, feeds low on the left to teammate Alex Free. He misfires with the left hand, and Layman's got the board. I see a number change for Layman Catholic, Chuck. Foul at midcourt, and the gentleman whose number has been altered is 15. We'll have to double check.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is.
And number 15 for the Cavaliers is? That's Michael McFarland. Okay. I knew that was the one missing.
Okay. He's up here. We had a 5 for him.
Yep, I had him at 5, not 1-5. Very good player, 6'2 senior, 9 points a game. Here's Steele, 30 feet away, lobbing to Michael, low on the right. Back to Steele. Chapman plays outside right now, the 6'7 junior. Here's McFarland to Steele. We played 90 seconds, no score. These two clubs feel each other out and try to adjust early going. Possessions will be at a premium. Points will be prized. Here's a long three-pointer. Steele, left corner. Pass to him. Went from the opposite side of the floor. Missed it strong. Rebound fadeaway. Yes, by McFarland. And that breaks the ice. 2-0 Layman.
Well, what a nice pass by Donovan O'Leary right there to get him the basketball.
Here is Troy Christian attacking on the arc. It is Chase Dome. Dome, a 6-foot senior guard, 7 points a game. Shoots the long three from the left corner, had a man open, top of the key, delivered it toward the rim, didn't hit iron. Rebound Layman, stolen by Troy Christian. Quick three ball. Good! Pumped in by Lucas Day, 10.5 points a game, 6'1 senior. Day rifled it in from out back after getting the interception. 3-2, Troy Christian. Here's Steele entering the lane. Pitches behind him to Donovan O'Leary. He hits from three-point territory. How about that? They match triples.
I was right on the line with that one. I knew that was in when he left his hand.
Like radar, that one was in all the way. Here's a drive down the lane by Troy Christian, which trails by a bucket, 5-3. No shot taken. Eagles have the ball. It's Free today. High right, it's Alex Free, set, shoots, and it is no good. Hit the back frame, rebound left corner. Tracked down by Azon Steele of Layman. Gives it up, gets it back. Steele zips to the head of the key. Head coach Pat Carlisle, fourth year at Layman Catholic, right in front of us, barking out signals. Here's O'Leary. Pass. All ball thrown down low to Chapman, who finally touches it. Spin move. Did he walk? Was he hacked? In the act of shooting, foul, 2 free throws for Chapman.
Correct, that was a correct call. He kept his pivot foot down, and he got hammered pretty good on the arm trying to turn.
4:34 to go, first quarter, 5-3. Layman Catholic in the lead over Troy Christian. Chapman eyes the bucket, misses the free throw strong. It's no good. Layman shooting fouls at 63% on the year. Troy Christian at 58. Troy Christian averaging 59 points a game. Layman 48. Both teams in the low to mid 40 percentile area, shooting field goals on the season. Second shot by Chapman, much too long. Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman. He missed two free throws. Eventually got the stick back.
Yeah, I mean, that was McFarland really keeping that alive.
Christian Bruceman in the game now for Troy Christian, a 5'9 sophomore. And then Parker Penrod is given the ball, and he pours one in. Was he behind the line, Chuck?
No, about 2 feet in front.
In front of the stripe was Penrod, good outside shooter. As I mentioned, double-digit scorer on the year. Just a 10th grader. He launched that one in, got a good screen. Countering Lehman Catholic. A triple by Geisey is good. Dylan Geisey pumps one home. Well, these two teams not shooting the three ball very well on the year, lighting it up tonight. Lehman 24% on the season. Troy Christian 31. 10-5, Lehman in the lead. Here is Penrod, top of the circle, almost let it go again. Gave it up, got it back. Feast baseline left to Major. He scooped into the paint. His pass was popped in the air by Lehman. Long run out to Steele. Layup is in! 12-5, Lehman. 3 minutes left, opening quarter. But we had a slow beginning. Nobody scored for about the first 100 seconds. Lehman's ripped off 12 points in the last 3.5 minutes. Outside the arc of the left for Troy Christian, it's Dome. Little pick and roll down inside to Ben Major. Overshoots the gimme, but he was pushed. Two free throws here for Ben Major of Troy Christian.
Yeah, need to be a little stronger there. You need to make that shot. He took his eye off the rim when he got hit. You saw his head drop.
2:49 to go, opening period. Lehman 12, Troy Christian 5. Free throw, Major, little too much length on it, no good. Good start for Lehman. Coming off a 52-41 win over Troy Christian last Saturday. Wow, first free throw is heavy. He short armed the second. Rebound to Chapman, knocked away, stolen by Troy Christian. Chapman gets it back. Ball pinballed around in the corner. It is out of bounds off Troy Christian. Boy, these two teams are leaving nothing behind. They are going all out. Scrappy game so far. Performed by both clubs. Pressure in backcourt here by Troy Christian. Five white jerseys, five blue jerseys to the left of the timeline. Now coming up the floor is Donovan O'Leary. Donovan, 6'3", sophomore, 9 points a game. Goes to Chapman at the post. Down inside to McFarland. Muscles up a shot from point-blank range. Blocked, but a foul. Penrod got him from behind. Two free throws. McFarland of Lehman.
Boy, they move the basketball so well. Yep. I'm impressed.
Yeah, Lehman's motion has been extra good. Lehman getting it down well below the foul stripe. Fine looks available for the Cavaliers so far, who just missed another free throw. Second shot here by McFarland on the way. Off the heel. Long rebound to Troy Christian. Darting down the floor goes Penrod. Penrod, shake and bake move in the lane. Lays it up and scores. That was Chase Dome from Penrod. Boy, those two guards are lightning fast. They are speedy. 12-7. Lehman's lead is 5. Here's an extended foul line jumper. Elbow left, but Chapman in and out. Hangs on the rim. Falls off.
I don't know how that did not go down.
Tough break. 5-point lead, Lehman. Troy Christian, elbow right. Dome available. 16-footer short. Rebound down to Chapman. 1:45 to go first quarter. Azon Steele doubled in backcourt. Fires up ahead to Chapman. Chapman deals in backcourt to Geisey, and Lehman took too long to get it over the time stripe.
Yeah, they're struggling a little bit against the pressure that Troy Christian's putting on them, but they're playing really good defense at the other end.
Good call by the referee. Lehman was stalled about 8 or 10 feet from the baseline, way down to the left. before it finally worked the ball to the center line, but it was too late. Here is a drive to the rim by Dome of Troy Christian. Clobbered from behind. A great block by Lehman. No foul. Rebound down to McFarland. He double dribbles at midcourt. That's what it's called.
Yep. Took him a second to blow his whistle, and Ray Zawadzki was making the call before he was. It was an obvious double dribble.
Troy Christian was tight on McFarland defensively, helping to cause the error. Right call was made. A minute 14 to go, first quarter. 12-7 in favor of Lehman. Outside the arc on the left for Troy Christian, it's Connor Fry, 6'2 senior, is in now. A weave out front, reach-in foul against Lehman. Minute 4 to go, first period. Lehman led 12-5 at the 2-minute mark of the first. Here's a drive of Troy Christian right down the left side of the lane. Penrod to the rack, hooks it up. It's good, and he's fouled. Penrod on the go, sinks it, a chance for a three-pointer.
Well, they're resting. They're giving Chapman a little bit of a rest. They come in with James Larger, a 6'4 junior, but he didn't quite have the protection at the rim like they have when Chapman's out there.
Exactly. Penrod with a nifty left-handed drive. He flips up the free throw, does the south ball, and knocks it down. 5 straight points, but Troy Christian, 12-10, Lehman. 54 seconds to go here in the first period of play. Dribbling down the right side of the court is Donovan O'Leary for Lehman Catholic. Got crowded into the Troy Christian bench. It's a push-off.
Could be enough. 1-1 for both teams here in about another 2 minutes.
Yep, 9 fouls total. 5 on Troy Christian, 4 on Lehman. 30 feet away, Donovan O'Leary. Hemmed in, doubled. Well out on the floor, tries to bounce it off a Troy Christian player, does so, but it hits the ref. A run out the other way. Layup is in. Alex Free bolted 50 feet.
That was just bad luck. Threw it off, and I was going to go out of bounds, and it hit the referee standing inbounds.
12-12 tie. Good comeback by Troy Christian. 7 in a row. Lehman attacking outside the arc on the left as Geise into the paint area. Punched away from behind by Troy Christian. 19 ticks on the clock.
Troy Christian, they got some quick hands defensively.
On the floor, Frank Rupnick, 6'4 sophomore for Troy Christian, biggest young man on the roster. Chapman back in for Lehman as well for the final 19 seconds.
Isaiah Martin has checked in for Troy Christian too. 6'4 senior.
Donovan O'Leary lobs at the steal at midcourt. Steal to McFarland, back to steal. 14 to play. He's at the elbow on the left. To Geise in the left corner. Back to steal. It looks at the clock. Starts a drive. 8 ticks remaining. Geise baseline left. And we've got a nickel dimer far corner of the floor. It goes against Troy Christian. Might have been a good foul. Lehman's got to throw it in bounds now with 4.9 remaining. That's the team sixth.
There's 2 on Christian Brussman.
So the foul on Brussman is number 2. He's got to sit down. Ball lobbed into Chapman. Baseline left, overshoots an awkward fadeaway 16-footer as the quarter closes. 10 fouls called, 6 on Troy Christian, which rallied from being down 12-5 to knot the count at 12 after one period on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loraman, Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Troy Christian on a 7-0 run starts the second quarter with a power move low in the left by Alex Free. Good hard-nosed drive, banked in a five-footer. And now Troy Christian appears to be sagging back in a zone with a two-point lead, scoring nine in a row, overlapping the first and second periods. But Lehman counters. A long trifecta by Donovan O'Leary goes down.
Well, they went 1-3-1, and they found O'Leary in the seam on the arc, and he's a heck of a shooter.
Either club, as we noted in the pregame, a sharp-shooting outfit from behind the arc, but to Lehman Catholic doing extremely well from three-point land in this contest so far. Up by one is Lehman a minute into the second period of play. Here's Penrod, chucks up a long three with the left hand, no good. Off the flange, long board right back out to Troy Christian. Hand off, baseline left. It is Penrod around one player, another. Reverse layup. Ooh, hung on the rim. No good. Rebound Lehman. Ball thrown to Geisey at midcourt. Geisey scoots down the right side to Chapman in the lane. Behind him on the play to McFarland. McFarland hands off to Donovan O'Leary, who trailed and was striding right down the middle. Collision below the rim, blocking foul on the Eagles.
Tell you what, that kid, he's a sophomore, but he's got a future.
This Lehman Catholic team has got Chapman at 6'7", McFarland at 6'2", and he's got some brawn, some width. O'Leary 6'3", larger off the bench at 6'4". So there is some height and meat on this Lehman Catholic squad. And right now, the officials are meeting at the scores table to get something cleared up.
I think they're talking about the possession arrow.
Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Real good battle going on here tonight. It is the lid lifter of the boys D4 sectional tournament opening night action. Earlier, Jackson Center, the number two seed, down to Houston easily in game two of the tourney. Our first game to be covered here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. It's Lehman leading Troy Christian now 16-14 as the free throw is converted by Donovan O'Leary. He's got number two coming. 17 fouls on Troy Christian already. Second shot by O'Leary, 6'3 sophomore, 9 a game, and he cans it. 3-point lead, Lehman. A minute and a half gone, period number two. Midcourt with the ball, Penrod to Dome. Ball flipped near side to Alex Free. Cutting through the top of the circle, catching his Penrod. Penrod drives from the right wing. He's got it. Wow, is he good. Got a quick burst, fine first step.
Right into the trees, and that was a heck of a concentration job.
Boy, you can tell he's done that before. 17-16, Lehman up one. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Azon Steele, top of the circle, made a three at the outset. High right, the ball is passed to Donovan O'Leary, and he hoists up a high three that's short. Rebound down to Troy Christian. Driving into the lane hard goes Penrod. Penrod flips to Free. On the arc with the left-hand three-point shooter, it's Connor Fry. No, off to the left. Rebound stabbed out of bounds. A foul against Troy Christian again. And Lehman shoots the bonus with 5:37 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, he just took two hands and shoved O'Leary right in front of the official. You're not going to get away with that.
Nope. 17-16, Lehman Catholic by one over Troy Christian. towing the stripe again for Lehman, Donovan O'Leary. That was crooked off to the right. Good offensive rebound. McFarland banked it. Little too much mustard on it. Rolled off the far side. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Lehman. Cavaliers missed opportunities right there to extend the advantage. 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Troy Christian's Alex Freed on a weave out back to Penrod. He drives, twisting down the left side of the lane. Boy, is he clever. He draws a two-shot foul.
Yeah, did a good job. Went through his left hand and drew the defender to him. Didn't have a chance to make the basket, but he sure did draw the foul.
Boy, this Parker Penrod plays with a head on his shoulders. Very crafty. South Ball sinks the free throw to tie the game up at 17. James Larger back on the floor for Lehman Catholic, 6'4 junior.
He's a little bigger now because they left Chapman in there this time.
Chapman's on the court as well, along with Steele. Second free throw, Penrod got it. And Troy Christian inches ahead by 1, 18-17. Here's Lehman in midcourt, Donovan O'Leary. Picked up 30 feet out by Dome. O'Leary circles to midcourt, being chased by two players. And we've got the five-second count. Good call by the referee.
The very first time they attacked this 1-3-1, they did a good job of throwing it into the seam. Since then, they're trying to go back and forth with a weave. Not going to work.
That was defense extraordinaire right there by Troy Christian, which is up one, under five to play first half. Steele, top of the circle for Lehman, nearly swipes the ball away from Alex Free. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane. What a shot by Lucas Day of Troy Christian. A running left-hander. You might try it at horse. You wouldn't think you'd throw it up in the first game of the tournament. Wow, he did. Athletic play, but Day made it from 8 or 9 feet out, running down the left side of the lane with the left hand. Lehman needs a timeout midway through the second. Lehman now down three on scores. Broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, what a turnabout. With 2 minutes left in the opening quarter, Troy Christian trailed Lehman 12-5. Troy Christian now leads 20-17 with 4.5 remaining till halftime. A 15-5 run here by the Eagles. Lehman Catholic was once up 7, now trailing by 3. Here is Steele. Out on the arc, dribbles to the elbow on the right. Good feed to the man at the short corner. It's Larger who catches and banks it down.
Great pass by Steele.
That was an excellent assist. Beautiful feed. 20-19. Troy Christian is in the lead by one. Here's Lucas Day heading into the left corner of the floor. Might have slid to the hardwood on a slick spot. Down he tumbles. It's ruled a walk. That's a tough call, but the right one.
Well, I think he got a foot, but that's not going to be called.
4 minutes even left in the second quarter. 20-19. Troy Christian up one. Donovan O'Leary, top of the circle on a weave, goes to Larger to Steele. High right, McFarland. Let's see if they can get Chapman the ball. He's standing outside the arc, 30 feet away. Ball down in the right corner. Lehman hemmed in, stolen. Here's a hard drive down the court, but Troy Christian, great feed at the last second. Three to Frank Rutnick, who banked it in with a left hand. Oh, beautiful transition goal by Troy Christian. That's what the Eagles do well. 3-point lead, Eagles, 3:25 left, second quarter. Lehman does not want to get into a high-octane run game. with Troy Christian. They can get it out and go. Here comes defensive pressure at midcourt. A double team applied on O'Leary. Cross court to Steele. Lehman down three. Steele boxed in the left corner. Makes a wild cross court pass. Troy Christian steals. Here's a long throw down the floor to Connor Fry. It's too far. He saves it back in right to Lehman. Donovan O'Leary blitzes to the baseline. Hits the trailer. Chapman in the paint. Justin spins up with a seven-footer. No good. Off the heel. Long rebound to Troy Christian. Quickly down the floor come the Eagles. Into the paint area. Goes dome. Intercepted by Lehman.
he started to go up and he just picked him clean.
And we've got a foul in backcourt on Troy Christian. Boy, that was a Rock of Gibraltar screen set up by Donovan O'Leary, and he was belted. And O'Leary's at the stripe, 1-1, 2:40 to go, second quarter. Troy Christian, 22, Lehman, 19. Boy, a lot of scattered floor activity, helter-skelter style. The last 2 minutes, not a lot of production on the board to show for it.
Both teams are playing so hard, and boy, when that ball's on the floor, 10 people are going after it.
Free throw, O'Leary, yes, 22-20. Troy Christian, but two. This is the fourth meeting in less than a year, second meeting in a week. These two clubs played last Saturday at Lehman. Lehman won by 11 in early January. Troy Christian won by 19. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound to Chapman. Fade away. Got it. Oh, dynamite move at Chapman. At 6'7", he plays like 6'9", with those long arms. And he grabbed that long board with his fingertips and flipped it back in. We're tied up at 22. Here's Troy Christian's. Chase Dome, baseline left, goes around to Lehman player. He's flattened. Lehman claims it was a flop. Two free throws coming for the Eagles. 2:15 to go, second period. 22-22.
That's two on Chapman.
Chapman's got a couple, and a player for Troy Christian, Bruceman, has got two. Free throw by Chase Dome is right through. 23-22, Eagles by one. 2:15 remaining, second quarter of play. Chapman will sit the rest of this half, more than likely. Dylan Geisey in, 5'9 junior guard. Chapman at 6'7 is on the bench. Second foul shot by Dome. It rattles around and comes out. Good offensive rebound, though, by Rupnik. Throws on the arc with a three-point shooter. Dome missed it, no good. Rebound again, Troy Christian. Dome into the paint. Fires right corner to Alex Free. Free right in front of the rim. Seven-footer. Bouncing. In it goes. 25-22. You talk about a feather-like touch.
I'm telling you what, this is one hard-nosed basketball game.
25-22, three-point lead. Troy Christian, a minute 44 to go, second quarter. Here's a cross-court pass by Lehman, ill-advised. Steele, bust out the other way. To the rack, goes Free, got it for two. Lehman's mistakes being turned into transition points by Troy Christian. That's just what we talked about in the pregame. Lehman must avoid that. Select good shots, not turn it over. Be patient. Keep the score down. Azon Steele, right corner. Throws, head of the key to Geisey. Five-point lead, Troy Christian. In the game for Lehman, A.J. Newsom, 5'11 junior. Ball thrown down low on the right to Newsom. Double teamed, and it's pilfered, taken away by Troy Christian. Here come the Eagles on the run. Into the lane goes Penrod. Makes it, but wipe it off the board. Offensive foul.
Absolutely a very, very correct call.
This contest is being officiated terrifically.
Penrod's got two now. They really can't afford to get him in any kind of foul trouble.
He and Bruceman have two each for Troy Christian. 57.4 to go, second quarter. Eagles up 5, 27-22. And to repeat your words, Chuck, both teams playing extremely hard, aggressively. It's like they know each other pretty well.
They do.
They are Three Rivers Conference rivals, situated in neighboring counties. Uh-oh, double dribble by Lehman. Not noticed by the referee. Big break for the Cavaliers. 30 seconds to go in the half. Lehman down five. Here's a long three-pointer. Lehman player Newsom left open. It rattled around and came out. Rebound, Troy Christian. Over the back foul, Lehman. 1-1 Eagles. 27 ticks left in the clock. Real tough break for A.J. Newsom of Lehman Catholic. Wow. That shot might have gone deep enough in the cylinder to tickle the twine a little bit. Somehow snapped out. 5-point lead for Troy Christian. Lehman led with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, but 7-12-5. Troy Christian, 1-1, no good, little strong. Rebound McFarland, 23 ticks left in the clock. Here's a steal, at midcourt. McFarland had it swiped on the play, but Chase Dome, and then McFarland hacks, trying to get it back. And right now, Troy Christian, Chuck, just out-hustling Lehman Catholic by a half step.
Well, they've got much better perimeter defense than Lehman has perimeter offense right now.
Yep. Free throw, Troy Christian. Swish, Chase Dome air mails it in. 1-1. He deserves the bonus. 18 foul on Lehman. The lead 6 for Troy Christian. Make it 7. 29-22. 19 seconds remaining. Opening half. Midcourt comes Donovan O'Leary. Veers off to the right. He's in the short corner. Double team. Kicked on the play by Troy Christian with 10.4 to go. Tell you what, too often on offense, Chuck, Lehman is getting players trapped.
Well, they're going to the corner and they're getting trapped in the corners, and that's not where you want to go.
Ball inbounded by Donovan O'Leary to McFarland, low on the right. Turnaround 7-footer while being bodied. Short, no good, but a foul. He's got two coming. 7.4 remaining in an intensely played first half of action here at Pickwiz Garbery Gym. Opening night, D4 sectional.
This is fun.
Yes. Free throw off to the right. McFarland misfires.
He's 0 for 3 now in the game. Lehman, not a real pretty free throw.
Lehman Catholic not shooting fouls.
No.
Well.
O'Leary's made 3 out of 5. Other than that, they've missed. They're 0 for 6.
Lehman Catholic 62.5% on the year. Troy Christian only 58. Troy Christian leads by 7. 7 seconds to go first half. Second shot by McFarland is a beauty. 6-point lead, Troy Christian. Here come the Eagles. Free to midcourt. He's on the go. Blisters his way. Right down the lane. Pulls up. Bank shot. 8-footer. Hit the buzzer. Good! He makes it. He makes it. Beautifully orchestrated by Alex Free of Troy Christian, which is bolted on top by 8. 31-23 at the intermission break. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break upcoming in just a matter of seconds. Don't forget Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well too. A full line of prescriptions plus over the counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up a day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home tests for the coronavirus as well. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. First game tonight here at the Pickwick Garbery Gym, won by Jackson Center over Houston. Game two is a knockdown, drag out affair. 31-23. Troy Christian, once down to 7 in the opening quarter, is in front by 8 here at the half over Lehman Catholic. 2-minute radio station break is next. 8-point lead, Troy Christian, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
And so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, which include Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one agency in the region again, and Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. 8-point lead, Troy Christian, Chuck. How'd they get it done?
Well, Lehman's got a 13-10 rebounding advantage, which is not is what we kind of expect. 5-3 on the offensive boards. The Cavaliers only 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Troy Christian 6 of 10. The Cavaliers turned it 11 times. Eagles only turned it 4 in the first half. For Lehman, they were led by Donovan O'Leary. He had 9. They got 4 from Justin Chapman. They got 3 from McFarland, 3 from Geise, 2 from Steele, 2 from Larger. They scored 12 and 11, 23 for the half. Troy Christian, Alex Free had 8 points second quarter, 10 for the first half. Parker Penrod had 9. They got 5 from Dome, 5 from Day. They got 2 from Rupnik. They scored 12 and 19, and they lead it 31-23 at the half.
Tell you what, Chuck, you get to the free throw stripe 11 times in the first 16 minutes. You don't figure to be down by 8, but Lehman shot such a poor percentage.
Well, yeah, except for O'Leary. McFarland made one at the end. He was only one for 4. Chapman 0 for 2. And O'Leary was 3 of 5. So they need to pick that up a little bit. And they're really turning the ball over. And their turnovers are turning into points.
Yep.
And that's what they have to avoid in the second half.
Yeah, Troy Christian is guard strong.
Yep.
That is for sure. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Halftime score, Troy Christian 31, Lehman Catholic 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, Engineer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
You are listening to high school basketball. Boys Division 4, Pickwick Sectional. Troy Christian, Layman Catholic. Troy Christian up 8, 31-23. We're set to start the second half. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports. You're also tuned to a simulcast on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Azon Steele's got the ball to start the second half for Layman. Chuck, he made his first shot, but Troy Christian's put the clamps on him. Yeah, he's only gotten maybe one other shot after that. They really need to take care of the basketball on the perimeter. They're trying to run their offense from way too far out, and the entry passes are getting picked off. That one got tipped away. Steele averaging almost 10 points a game, nearly 15 in the last month of play, a 50% field goal shooter. This guard-strong Troy Christian team
has tightened up on Steele. Steele's got the ball far right side of the floor. Goes to Geisy in the corner. Coming out to greet him is Lucas Day defending. Ball rotated right to left, opposite corner, Steele, reverse layup, other side of the rim, short, no good. Rebound Major of the Eagles. Long throw down the floor to the three-point shooter. Dome missed everything. That ball almost hit the top of the Garbery Dome.
Yeah, that was high.
No pun intended. You didn't get that, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was writing.
Here's a bad pass up the floor by Lehman. It's out of bounds in the deep left corner. Well, again, the pressure from the Eagles.
They keep getting into the trap areas. They've got to keep the ball in the middle of the floor and make diagonal entry passes.
A minute gone, second half. Neither team has scored. 8-point lead. Troy Christian on top. Eagles have the ball out high. It's Day. Day gives it up to Ben Major. Here's a drive below the rim by Dome. He's in among the trees, nowhere to go. His shot hits the board, the underneath side of it, and Lehman's got the easy rebound. Down the floor, Steele picks up his dribble. Errant pass, cross court, ill-advised, intercepted, and then Troy Christian airmails 160 feet down the floor. It's beyond the end zone, beyond the uprights, out of bounds.
I tell you what, the Troy Christian cheerleaders need to be awake. That pass almost killed one of them.
Boy, a bad turnover each way. Still no scoring, second half. 8-point lead, Troy Christian. McFarland having trouble at the timeline. And guess what? He double dribbles. All thumbs for both teams starting the third quarter. 6:12 left. 31-23. Lehman trails Troy Christian by 8.
In the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, 3 more turnovers for the Cavaliers.
Troy Christian attacking. Here's a nice drive from the left wing. It's free to the rack. Oh, he bowls his way in too aggressively. Offensive foul. Good decision by the referee. Two team fouls on the Eagles already. Well, Lehman got to the 1-on-1 quickly in the first half. Couldn't take advantage. Missed 7 foul shots. Outside the arc, right corner, Geisy for Lehman. Now short corner, boxed in. Throws to Chapman in the paint. Gives it up on the arc. Now it's flipped left corner to Steele. Steele looks for McFarland. Ball looped across the top of the circle to O'Leary. Picked up by Dome. Skip pass near side to Geisy. Has a shot. Doesn't take it. Day guarding McFarland. And Dome is on O'Leary. 5.5 to go, third quarter, still a scoreless quarter of play. Steele straight away, 3 ball, Lehman. Oh my goodness, it swirled around like a top and came out. Rebounded by Troy Christian. Darting ahead goes Dome, baseline left Penrod. Oh, a nifty bank shot. My goodness. Woo, was that ever beautiful. Steele, Troy Christian. Layup Penrod, short, no good, deflected. Rebound by Lehman. 10-point game, Troy Christian. Steele, short corner for Lehman. Goes beneath the rim on the arc to McFarland. Back to Steele in the right corner. He throws to McFarland in midcourt. It rolls away, over and back. It was touched by Troy Christian, thankfully for Lehman, which gets a timeout. Both teams out of sorts, but Troy Christian does have the bucket, the lone one, here in the second half to lead by 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years. And I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We commented during the pregame, Troy Christian wants the game played at its pace, a fast one, and it is dictating just that. Geisy available, three ball, left corner, Lehman Catholic, high off the rim, no good, over the back, rebounding foul on Lehman.
Yeah.
Donovan O'Leary picks it up, number two.
Took two hands and shoved him again with the referee right there. You're not going to get away with it.
Yep, we said that Troy Christian wants this game to get to the 50s, and it looks like that is going to happen. Lehman Catholic had 12 points in the game's first 5.5 minutes. Offense has been stalled ever since. Here's a drive into the lane by Free. Hook shot, a wild one. No good for the Eagles. Rebound Geisy. Just pass to McFarland. He barges in from the right elbow. Missed it short. No good. Rebound Chapman. Five-footer. No. He was fouled on the arm. Not a whistle. Rebound Troy Christian.
He was hammered.
Sure was. Outside the arc is Free. Might have gotten away with a walk. Steers into the lane. Goes to Major, left corner. Out back to Chase Dome. 4 minutes gone. Third quarter. Only one bucket scored. Day into the paint. Trip fell down. He faked a foul. No call. Rebound Lehman. Leaking out. Azon Steele. Got it for two. First basket. Lehman. Second half of the game. 4 points in the quarter, two each way, 33-25 in favor of Troy Christian. 3:39 to go. Major at the elbow, left his feet, might have walked. Thought his toes came off the ground. Official did not detect that.
My goodness, how do you miss that?
Maybe I goofed, I don't know.
No, he left, both feet left the ground.
Really? And that was a walk, a surefire violation, ignored. 3:20 left to go, third quarter, pitch and catch. Troy Christian on a weave. It is Penrod. Penrod veers off into the right corner, slings it back on top to Free. Troy Christian milks the clock. 3:08 left, third period. Darting down the lane, it's Penrod to Major, 30 feet out. Straight away, Day to Free, picked up by Geisy.
Wow.
Three into the paint, loops it back right corner to Penrod, who guns a three. It rimmed. Good rebound by Dome below the basket. Hand off to Major, out of trouble. Data Free. He scoots into the lane, hands it to Major. Power move. Foul. Lehman.
A lot of action, no results.
All of that to Troy Christian's advantage, which got two free throws out of it. Lehman couldn't touch the ball on offense to get points. And now Troy Christian, with two charity throws, can extend the lead to 10. Switch on the free throw by Ben Major, 6'3 junior, 8.5 points a game. Into the game, Frank Rupnik, 6'4 sophomore for Troy Christian. He's out there with Penrod at guard. Second free throw by Major, hits the rim, top of the backboard, comes down to Lehman. In backcourt, McFarland. McFarland against Major. Hits a cutter coming in from the right corner. It's Geisy. Shot deflected. Rebound pinball. Pinballed some more. Freeze got it for Troy Christian. Long lead out. Down to Penrod. To Dome. Swiped on the play by Steele. Here comes Steele for Lehman. Crisscrossing through the top of the circle. 2:15 to go in a very low scoring third quarter filled with turnovers. Deep in the left corner, Steele looks inside for Chapman. Very good bracketing job done by Troy Christian on Chapman at 6'7", who simply can't get the ball. Now he touches. Missed the five-footer. Rebound, Troy Christian. Here comes Penrod. Scooting across the lane. On the arc to Rupnik. Three ball. Good! Wow. That's a backbreaker. That's a backbreaker. 6'4", sophomore, Frank Rupnik fires home a trifecta. Timeout called, 1:40 to go in the third. Lehman down a dozen on scorersbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Well, here is the situation. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter of play. Lehman, which led by 7 with a couple minutes to go in the first quarter, is now down 12. 37-25. Eagles lead the Cavaliers. Lehman Catholic ball. Final, a minute 43 of the third period of play. Lehman needs a run at the end of this stanza to make it interesting entering the fourth. Here's a cross-court pass to Steele on top to McFarland. Lehman cannot get the ball to Chapman.
No, that was a very, very shaky ball on the perimeter tonight.
Here's Steele, high left, goes to Geise, left corner, passes up a shot. Chapman at the elbow, 15 feet away, picked up by Rupnik, who's come in off the bench. Chapman's got it now, but he's 20 feet out. He tries to go high low to McFarland, no chance. Picked off by Major. Major down the floor, foul by Chapman.
O'Leary, who had 9 at the half, has not had a look in the second half. He has not taken a shot.
Troy Christian has really clamped down on Lehman Catholic. As I mentioned, Cavaliers had a dozen points in the first 5.5 to 6 minutes. Only 13 points by Lehman in the last 17 and a half minutes of play. Free throw is popped in by Ben Major. 13-point lead, Eagles. That one's a little heavy. Rebounding foul over the back on Rupnik. Ball out of bounds to Lehman. Again, Troy Christian puts 5 white shirts in backcourt. They keep the heat on. Troy Christian with quicker guards than Lehman, making life miserable. Here is nearly a steal. Steele had it, fed it to Newsom, knocked away, and then Lehman gobbled it up and throws it out of bounds.
This pressure by Troy Christian has just unraveled the Cavaliers.
Yep. Troy Christian's intensity suffocating Lehman right now. And the lead is swollen to 13.
Well, Ray Zawoski Jr. had an incredible mentor in Ray Zawoski Sr.
That is the truth. 45, 44, 43 seconds to go. Third quarter. And Troy Christian works the ball. Connor Fry is in. He's got the ball 30 feet out, picked up by O'Leary. Connor Fry darts down the lane, swiveling into the paint, took a shot, missed it, in and out. I'll tell you what, the roof would have come off this place.
Yeah.
Had that gone down, that was a herky-jerky maneuver. Here's Lehman trying to beat pressure. McFarland to Steele, knifing into the paint.
Oh.
Banked it, rimmed it, foul. Well, for one of the few times all night, Chuck, Lehman did manage to beat pressure, attack the basket, still could not quite convert. 18.9 to go, third quarter. At the line, Steele, free throw, Lehman, good. 38-26, Troy Christian in the lead, Azon Steele. 5'8 Frosch, quick hands, they shot the ball really well all year.
Being defended, he's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. He's being defended extremely tightly tonight. Second foul shot's in, and it's 38-27. Troy Christian leads. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Eagles have the ball beyond the timeline. Milking the clock. Here is Penrod. Top of the circle, Rupnik with 1 to play. Troy Christian gets the shot off from the corner. It's no good. Much too long by Connor Fry, but Troy Christian has amassed an 11-point spread after three quarters, 38-27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our fine underwriting anchor sponsors, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Thanks to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. Online at securecom.com, securcom.com. The pros in protection. Troy Christian starts out the fourth quarter with a missed three ball. Lehman's got the rebound. Up the floor right in front of us. Geisey's fouled. No call. Bad pass. Intercepted by Penrod. Driving layup. He's got it. Parker Penrod on the steal. He made the interception, and he flew the other direction. 13-point lead, Troy Christian. McFarland being hassled at midcourt. Eagles undressing Lehman with unbelievably tight defense. There's a foul.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that McFarland probably a football player.
Yes.
Big kid.
Oh, yeah.
Big, solid kid.
He is their targeted receiver on every play. He'll line up in the slot, flank out wide. That's the direction about every offensive play went for Lehman on, yeah, on the gridiron toward McFarland. He either blocked or caught the ball. Here is a jump shot, right elbow by McFarland of Lehman Catholic. Good inbounds play. Fine look. He just missed it. A little strong. Rebound, Troy Christian, which spreads the floor up to 13 with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Five team fouls on Troy Christian, three on Lehman, and they come and double-team Christian Brusman, who hands off to a teammate, Rupnik, driving down the lane, and the south ball drops it in, motoring toward the rim. They spread the court, took advantage, fine assist, biggest lead of the night for Troy Christian, 15. Here's Azon Steele, gets a screen on the play from O'Leary. O'Leary, top of the circle, foul line, down the lane, late dish to Chapman, got it, and a foul.
Nice assist that time by O'Leary.
Yeah, Donovan O'Leary on that play, Chuck, eyes in the back of his head. He knew where Chapman was. Trailing the play from behind his left shoulder, Chapman was cutting toward the rim. Made a good angle cut. O'Leary dropped it off when double-teamed. Chapman poured it through. Foul against Troy Christian. Free throw coming. Justin Chapman, 6'7". The Lehman Jr. eyes the bucket. Missed it off to the right. Lehman Catholic, ice cold at the free throw line.
Yeah, they're 6 for 14 now.
Below 50-50. You shoot that way in a tournament game, you most likely get beat.
Especially when you turn the ball over 19 times.
There you go. That's a recipe for a setback. Here's Day, foul line against McFarland. Muscles into the lane. Back to the basket, nearly 3 second call.
Good
timeout, Coach Zawadzki. 5:53 left. Troy Christian enjoys a 13-point spread. 42-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here we go. Easy for me to say. Here we go.
We are going.
Final 546 of this game. Troy Christian has fattened its bulge. It's now 13, 42, 29, was 15. Oh, look,
wow.
At Lucas, they go to work. An NBA-like floater from the left baseline around the edge of the backboard. He swished it. Troy Christian can do no wrong. Up 15 again. Ball batted out of bounds right in front of us. Good catch by Chuck McPhee.
I'm pretty good still if I can sit down and play.
Right. That was a good snare by you. And McFarland had it punched away for Lehman Catholic. He inbounds. He goes behind the arc to David Bruner, 6 foot junior, outside shooter who's in. Here's O'Leary. Short corner, right side, doesn't shoot on the arc to Steele, elbow left. Steele throws cross court, good cut, but McFarland lays it up and scores. 44-31.
One of the few uncontested shots that Lehman's got all night.
4:56 to go in the game. Troy Christian in the lead, but 13. Here's Major scooting through the lane. Up and under Chapman. Got it for two. Troy Christian rolling. 46-31. 4:40 left in the fourth quarter. Here's Steele down the floor. Outside the arc to O'Leary. He knifes through the paint area, flips it up with the left, no good. Great rebound by Chapman. He's held. Ball out of bounds to Lehman. Baseline right. 4.5 to go here in the game. Is that ruled a two shot? Oh, it's a 1-1. He wasn't shooting, that's for sure. Lehman simply got to convert.
Yeah, and he's 0-for-3 from the free throw line, so.
Here is Justin Chapman shooting the 1-1. Does he get the bonus? Yes. Hit the front rim, backboard, and trickled through. 46-32. Lehman is down 14. 4:34 to go. We said in the pregame, Troy Christian wants points aplenty. Lehman points less plentiful. And Troy Christian is on the verge of pushing this game into the 50s. Second free throw by Chapman is good again. 46-33. Troy Christian head to 13. The lead is seesawing back and forth. 13-15, 13-15.
Well, but the problem for the Cavaliers is they need to really pick up some maybe three-quarter court pressure.
Right.
But I don't think they can guard him. They're just going to speed the game up even more.
Uh-oh, here's a drive from the left corner by Ben Major. Well done. Good long first step. He dashed to the rim, then used the iron as a screen and came out on the reverse side and laid it through. 15-point game again. Here's a good pass by Steele. Hits the cutter larger in the lane for Lehman, and he drops it in from 6 feet. Timeout called by Lehman. 3:57 to go in the fourth. Troy Christian up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Troy Christian Eagles lead Lehman by 13. Troy Christian taking time off the clock. Well, the second I say that, there's a long three thrown airborne by Penrod. No good. It careens off the rim. Troy Christian gets the long rebound and calls a timeout. We're all the way down to 3:24 to go in the fourth quarter. And Troy Christian leads at 48-35, full timeout. Back in a moment on scorersbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
The final 3 minutes and 14 seconds of this game, opening night, Division IV boys tournament play, Garbery Gym, Piqua High School. Jackson Center defeated Houston in game one. We've covered game two here for you. Lehman Catholic trailing Troy Christian by 13. Here's Troy Christian milking the clock. Eventually, Ben Major tries a drive from the left corner, blocked out of bounds by Lehman, off Lehman. 2:59 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville and in Enon. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, 418 South Broadway in Greenville, and on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Drop in, tell Darren Yanks you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Like them on Facebook, special prices, professional service at your pro hardware stores. At your local pro hardware stores, get big savings on DeWalt power tools and choose from solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Ben Major just catches in the lane. Good assist from Dome, the guard for Troy Christian. Major with a good second half. Flips in a little seven-footer. Uncontested right in front as Troy Christian worked the ball beautifully. Took it down to 2:16 to go in the fourth. 15-point lead for the Eagles, the biggest of the night. They've extended it to 15 three or four times. Here's a foul over guarding by Troy Christian. That's a good call. Fry was hammering down on Geisey over his shoulder from the backside. 2:05 to go, fourth quarter. Tuesday night, second game, Troy Christian takes on Fort Loramie. First game, Jackson Center and Sonia will be here for both contests on Tuesday evening.
Tigers had a little slow start with Houston, but no matter what you tell your kids, they know that they thumped Houston twice during the season.
Right.
And it took the coaching staff a little bit of time. Scott Elford talked to me afterwards, and he says, it took us a little while to wake up. And I said, yeah, you got their attention.
Fort Loramie will play Troy Christian Tuesday at 7 in the first game at Sonia Jackson Center. One thing about that game, Chuck, the Tigers will win.
It's going to be a tie.
And Sonia, orange and black, Jackson Center, orange and black, the Tigers. One free throw made, one missed by Lehman. Rebounding foul, Troy Christian. 2:05 to go. The lead is 14. Lehman back to the stripe. Team foul 9 on the Eagles. Eagles have fouled often.
A lot.
You're right, Chuck.
Well, they play such tenacious defense, yep, and they're trapping you all over the place, and that's how they play the game.
Frequent fouling by Troy Christian, but Lehman is right around 50-50. It's been a heavy-duty night at the line for the Cavaliers. They just have not made a high percentage. This one by McFarland is good.
They got him to 10 for 19.
He was fouled in the act of shooting on the rebound of the previous missed second free throw. That one is long. Lehman gets the board again, though. 13-point game, 50-37. Dribble drive, elbow on the left. It is O'Leary. Might have walked, meets resistance from Day, who bumped him. And again, Lehman shoots fouls. And if Troy Christian wants to win this game, it cannot afford to allow Lehman to get hot at the stripe.
Well, what you don't want to do with a lead like this is let them score points with the clock stopped.
Exactly. Free throw by O'Leary. Swish. 50-38.
That's his first point in the second half after having 9 in the first.
My, oh, my. Boy, the D by Troy Christian on Steele, Chapman, and O'Leary.
Yep.
Tenacious. Second free throw good. It's down to 11. Dribble drive, 3 up the floor, into the corner, on the arc to Penrod. Penrod hands it to Dome, back to Penrod, minute 40 left. Pitch and catch, Troy Christian 30 feet away. Here comes the double team. Near steal, timeline. Troy Christian trapped, out of trouble, in the corner to Free. Free on the handoff, foul called by Lehman.
That's only 14.
Right. Well, Steele picks up number 2, only 4 on the team, and head coach Pat Carlisle of Lehman gets a timeout. Quick finish of Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Chuck. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores in Greenville, 418 South Broadway, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, Dayton Springfield Road in Enid. Your local Pro Hardware stores, always big savings on DeWalt Power Tools. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. And those that come to us from towns all around, Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout, and we welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout with Myers Tavern in Botkins, 693-8271, 303 North Main, Botkins. We bet you won't find better.
Well, you know, Jack, you take a look at Lehman, and they've got Steele, a freshman, O'Leary, a sophomore, Chapman, a junior. All three of those young men, yep, and they are something to build around next year.
Head coach Pat Carlisle is building a team with promise, that's for sure. And by virtue of that 11-point win over Troy Christian last Saturday night, a lot of people here in the gym tonight thought Lehman had a real good chance to turn the tables on Troy Christian twice in 1 week. Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
No, they just didn't handle the ball very well. They didn't shoot free throws well. Bad combination.
Lehman fouls the 5th one. Here's Troy Christian spreading the floor. 1, 2, 3 passes, and the layup is good by Martin in off the bench to stretch it back to 13. Lehman cut it to 11. It's 52-39. 52-39. 52 seconds to go in the ballgame. Here's Steele, 30 feet away, to the foul line. Lobs a pass down low to O'Leary. To Geisey, back to O'Leary. jacks up a three wide right. Push off Martin of Troy Christian right below the net. Tell you what, Chuck, if Troy Christian commits fouls this often, he'll have a hard time beating a Fort Loramie team
that makes free throws.
Which makes free throws and is a better all-around club than Lehman.
That was just a silly foul by Martin. He's had two of them now, just shoving off in front of the... And I think he and McFarland are really having a battle away from the basket, and that's why he's kind of clubbed him on that one.
Free throw, McFarland is in, 52-40. Again, though, Fort Loramie will have difficulty contending with Troy Christian's guards.
Well, they're going to have to really be strong handling the basketball. Their entire team here and coaching staff is here watching this. They're seeing what they're going to have to do.
Troy Christian deflects the ball an unbelievable amount of times per game. It's nearly 30 per contest, right at that again tonight or more. They really cover you up. Blanketing defense by Troy Christian.
One air ball on the second one.
First free throw was swished.
Good. Second one, air ball.
McFarland blew the second one. This game being slowed down. Foul after foul after foul. Still 37.2 to go. That's the sixth foul on Lehman, and Troy Christian still does not have to go to the stripe. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 11:30, airtime, Rushi Botkins, one sectional final, girls D4 at Sydney. That followed by Fort Loramie Houston in a second girls D4 sectional final. And then tomorrow evening, 5:30, airtime, 6 o'clock tip, Anna meets Waynesville, girls D3 sectional final from Covington. Backcourt pressure by Lehman. Troy Christian gets a leak out. Long 60-foot pass. Layup is good. 54-40. Reverse layup, O'Leary, no good. And Chapman for Lehman gets a meaningless stick back with 8 seconds to go.
Well, Kyle Slover made the shot at the other end. And I think the way that people went crazy, they were real excited that he got a basket in the game.
That's it. It's all over. We'll have a 2-minute radio station break next. Troy Christian defeats Lehman by almost the same score by which Lehman defeated Troy Christian last Saturday night in a regular season game at Lehman. That was 52-41 in favor of Lehman. Tonight, it's Troy Christian 54, Lehman 42. 2-minute radio station break is next. 12-point win for Troy Christian, which advances on to play Fort Loramie in the second game of two on Tuesday night. And that should be a very good basketball game, the Eagles against the Redskins. 2-minute radio station break next. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply.
SuperSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Garbery Gym on the campus of Piqua High School, where Troy Christian has just downed Lehman 54-42 after Jackson Center defeated Houston earlier tonight. Jackson Center advances on in tournament play to game one on Tuesday night against Ansonia, tip-off 5:30. Game two on Tuesday, Pitt's Troy Christian versus Fort Loramie, number four seed versus the number five seed in the second game, tip-off at 7 o'clock. We'll have both games for you this coming Tuesday evening. Once again, our radio station partners, thanks to these folks who are with us via WMVR 105.5 FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney, Troy, and Piqua Body Car
nice
Star.
Job.
Thanks so much to those outstanding sponsors and our anchors on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, and Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com, and Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And don't forget new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Knox Machinery, Precision Strip, upcoming new Airstream, and Schnipple Construction. Chuck, let's take us through our Clancy star of the game. Troy Christian turned it on early second quarter and just would not be denied tonight, beating Lehman convincingly by 12, 54-42 in this opening rounder of the Piqua Boys Division IV sectional tourney.
Well, that's a solid basketball team that won this thing tonight. Lehman's got a good basketball team.
Yep.
And they turned them over 19 times, and a lot of those were open floor baskets at the other end. Also, Lehman missed 11 free throws. That's a combination to get beat in a tournament. Individual scoring for Troy Christian, they were led by Parker Penrod with 13, and then they got 10 from Alex Free. He had a terrific game. All of his were in the first half. On the other side, Lehman was led by O'Leary to 11. He had 9 at the half, only had 2 free throws in the second half. And then they got 10 from Justin Chapman. I'm going to go with Parker Penrod for the Eagles, and for the Cavaliers, Donovan O'Leary, Clancy's players of the game.
Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And a big shout out to Jerry Garrett, General Manager, Knox Machinery, who resides in Fort Loramie, and also Nick Meyer, Sales Engineer at Knox, also in Fort Loramie. Shout outs to both of those gentlemen. Thank you so much. Just got a text from John Hemp, Chuck. Never heard the expression. I like it. It fit the end of this game. John Hemp texted saying, you guys are putting lipstick on a pig here at the end of this game. Well, the last 5-6 minutes, the points were cosmetic.
Well, yeah, I agree, but I don't. This was not a bad basketball game.
No.
I think this was actually a pretty good basketball. You got to see a whole lot of defense, and I mean, right. To me, that's as much fun as watching it 90-80.
I don't think he meant it was poorly played.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's how it could be surmised. But the outcome was determined with 5-6 minutes to go,
yep.
And the lead remained 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 the last several minutes of the contest. Simply put, as we said in the pregame, Troy Christian wanted a fast pace, wanted the game in the 50s. Lehman Catholic averages offensively in the 40s.
Right.
Wanted the game played below 50. It just did not happen because this game was played at a pace dictated by Troy Christian's guards.
Well, and the pressure defense, the half-court trap, they just made Lehman do things that they were uncomfortable. They looked uncomfortable all night long.
However, head coach Pat Carlisle, who returns next year for year number 5 at Lehman, has got promise. This is a quality program.
Yep.
Youth, it's a club that next year could very well win 16-17 regular season contests.
And I think one of the biggest things that they did was they switched to a league that, yes,
yep,
sometimes they're overpowered by a couple of the teams, but it's so much better than what they played in before, where they'd win 16-17 games, but against no competition.
Right.
Now, what they saw tonight, you know, that's a league team, and they beat them once, you know, which tells you that the future for Lehman is pretty darn good.
And the NWCC just did not get you ready for the tournament like the Three Rivers Conference can. Lehman won overall this year 13 games in the regular season, 6-8 in a stringent Three Rivers Conference, 13-9 overall. Could easily have won 16 or 17, dropped several games, 4 in fact, by a grand total of just 12 points.
Right.
So I expect this club to win 16 or 17 regular season games next year and be right there in the top 3 or 4 of the TRC.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Meanwhile, Troy Christian showed tonight it is a good, solid number 4 seed in this tournament.
Yep.
That's a toss-up on Tuesday. Fort Loramie Redskins, which
absolutely
took a bye, we're watching tonight. And that's going to be one heck of a matchup between Troy Christian and Fort Loramie on Tuesday evening in the second game. First game will pit to Jackson Center against Ansonia. We will be here for both contests. Doubleheader Tuesday, 2 on Tuesday, we'll call it. On the air at 5. First tip-off at 5:30 on Tuesday night. An array of games for you tomorrow. 3 girls sectional finals. Airtime 11:30 for Rushi and Botkins, followed by Fort Loramie and Houston. Those two contests from Sydney. And then at 5:30 airtime, Girls Division III sectional final from Covington. Anna against Waynesville. Two great defensive performances by Coach Jeff Maurer's Anna Rockets. They'll be the underdog against Waynesville. You never know, though. Anna defensively each year surprises. They hold down high-scoring teams, just ask Purcell, in the regional tournament the last few seasons.
Yep.
And Waynesville will be challenged by Anna's defense tomorrow. Three games for you tomorrow. Don't forget Monday night, 7 o'clock airtime, 7:30 tip. Sydney girls in Division One play state-ranked Bellbrook.
State-ranked Bellbrook, I think, is an underdog in that basketball game.
Sydney fans love to hear you say that.
That's a good basketball. I only saw them the one time. They're a heck of a basketball team.
Sydney Yellow Jackets girls hoop squad, superb unit for sure. So many thanks to our great radio station audience tonight, our online audience too via scorersbroadcast.com. Thanks to Tracy, the board op at the radio station. Thanks for her quality work and attentiveness tonight. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Pickwish Garvey Gym. Jackson Center defeated Houston in game one. In game two, which we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, Troy Christian knocks out Lehman 54-42. Good night, everyone.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.